We're in Indianapolis today on our election road trip with just 54 days until the midterms. And there is a big Senate race here. Senator Joe Donnelly, a moderate Democratic incumbent, is facing off against Republican businessman Mike Braun.
A businessman and an outsider, just like our president. And you can count on me to be a true reinforcement and the guy that is going to retire Joe Donnelly. Thank you.
Braun declined our interview request, but Senator Donnelly agreed and spoke to us just after President Trump came to Indiana to rally support for Braun. Trump won Indiana with 56% of the vote. I asked Senator Donnelly how difficult Trump's embrace of Braun makes his reelection bid.
My focus has been on just doing what's right for the people of Indiana. And so when President Trump is right, I'm with him. I voted with him 62% of the time. When he's not, you know, I try to let him know here's an alternate plan, here's a better way to do something. And so what Hoosiers really want is not just a copy machine. You know, Mike Braun has said, I will vote with the president every single time. Well, you know, I've learned over the years if two people agree on everything, one of them's not needed. And so what the job of a United States senator is to represent the people of their state. And for me, I'm privileged to represent the people of Indiana, and I answer only to them. So I'll work with any president. I don't work for any president. I work for the people of Indiana.
What do you think of the Trump presidency so far?
Well, you know, I have worked together with him on things like the right to try legislation that we've had go forward. I've worked with him on the opioid scourge, on trying to, in every way, shape, and form, try to help my state and other states to get through this terrible challenge we have with opioids. And so I've worked with him on a number of issues, but on other issues, I have suggested to him better ways to approach things, better ways to do things, such as last year with the healthcare situation that we had when we had the vote to try to end pre-existing conditions. I voted to stop that. We stopped it by one vote, and it was absolutely critical because the people of this country, the people of my state who are dealing with arthritis and diabetes and cancer, they should still be able to get coverage. Coverage shouldn't be designed that it works around the challenges they have.
So you were the deciding vote in that case. Would you be willing to be the deciding vote to approve Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court?
You know, I'm still in the process of reviewing his qualifications and of determining his fitness for the position. And so I'll make that decision after the committee hearings.
You are one of the few anti-abortion Democrats in the Senate. Is that a difficult issue for you to navigate?
Well, I just try to do what I think is right. And, you know, I happen to be of the Catholic faith, and there was a cardinal a long time ago, or not too long ago, actually, I guess, Cardinal Bernardine from Chicago, who talked about the seamless garment. And what that is you do everything you can to try to make sure that children have a chance, that a mom has a support system in place to help her as she's going through her pregnancy, that the seamless garment is from conception till natural death.
So do you think that Roe versus Wade should be overturned by the court?
Well, I think that it is settled law. It is precedent. That's where we are right now.
You voted against the Republican tax cuts. When you look back at that legislation now, do you think you made the right call on those? Do you think the tax cuts have been bad for the country?
Oh, there's no question that I made the right vote in voting against the tax cuts. It created over $2 trillion in debt. It has set us on a course now, as we see in the next fiscal year, of over $1 trillion in debt every year as far as the eye can see, that the healthcare individual requirements were ended, which destroyed healthcare pools across the country. And Paul Ryan gave away the game the day after the vote when he said, well, we're now facing huge deficits. We have to cut Medicare and Social Security. And so the bill was a terrible bill. It's a terrible law. It's about as irresponsible as it gets. It is like throwing a party today and making our children pay the bills. It couldn't be more wrong.
So you would undo those tax cuts if you had the chance?
Well, the first thing we're trying to do is to stabilize the situation financially, to do the very best we can to get us back to deficit neutral, and that's where my focus is.
But to my question, would you, if Democrats took control of the Senate and the House and were able to put forward legislation like that that would undo those tax cuts, do you think you would vote for them, or you still would have to take a look and you haven't made up your mind?
I know what your question is. I'm telling you what my answer is, which is we have to get back to deficit neutral and we have to figure out the best way to do that.
Indiana is the number one steel producing state in the country at this point. How concerned are you about the tariffs and the trade war with China?
It's a very, very problematic situation. I have said for a long time that we needed to fix the situation in our steel industry because my state is the number one steel producing state in the country, where China dumps steel in the country at below cost. And so that is a situation that is its own stovepipe that can be fixed, that we've been working on. I've testified before the International Trade Court on numerous occasions on behalf of our steel companies. And that issue can be fixed. We did not have to go into an overall trade war in order to do that. And the people who are struggling and suffering from this now are farmers who are seeing their soybean crops, corn crops, pork production crops at below cost. And it makes it very, very difficult to try to keep your head above water financially for our ag community. Additionally, for our manufacturers, barbecue grill manufacturers, lawn sweeper companies, companies that have a lot of metal product in their line, it's very, very difficult for them right now in terms of the increased costs. And so we need to find an off-ramp for this, and we need to get it settled.
Senator Donnelly, you mentioned the opioid epidemic. In Indiana, there were a record number of drug overdose deaths last year, an 18% increase from 2016. On your website, you say that you're leading the charge to bring down the number of opioid deaths. What exactly does that mean? What are you doing, and do you think it's working?
We have incredible challenges in this area. One thing we did was the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act that my efforts helped lead to changing prescribing practices so that the number of opioids that are out there are reduced. The 21st Century Cures Act also produced extra funds to the state to be used for the battle against opioids. We are working right now, Lisa Murkowski and I, on what's called the Strengthening Addiction Treatment Workers Act, so that if we can get more people into communities to be able to provide psychiatry assistance, psychology assistance, the assistance in drug addiction treatment, that for all of those folks who are helping with that effort in our rural communities and elsewhere, that they will receive a reduction in their student loans that they might have. In the Farm Bill that we're putting together right now, I helped put legislation forward in the Farm Bill that enables us to work together with the United States Department of Agriculture and their facilities to try to set up a telemedicine program so that you can be in the smallest town in a state and through telemedicine be able to talk to, for instance, in my state, Methodist Hospital in Indy with some of the addiction treatment assistance people there. One loss is one too many, and it's somebody's brother or sister or mom or dad or son or daughter. And we are doing everything we can to try to end this scourge.
What do you think the root cause of it is? Why do you think that it is so bad and getting worse right now in 2018?
You know, I don't have all the answers, but I will tell you that what we want to do is make sure that everybody has hope and purpose and dignity and education. And what we find is that if somebody does go through high school, and when they finish, that they're either going to college or they have a trade like carpentry or electrical work, that there is a goal for them to reach, that if there's a path there, that helps significantly. This is touching everybody. And what we want to do is try and solve the problem.
That's Senator Joe Donnelly, the Democrat representing Indiana. He's in a race this November against Republican Mike Braun, who declined our request for an interview.